Welcome and Shabbat blessing to all the precious family that are joining us in the room. For those that are listening on the phone, also on the radio, and later on the recording, Shabbat blessing everyone on this blessed, beautiful Shabbat, February 4, 2017. The sun is so bright and the day is so beautiful, but it's really cold over here. This is lesson 216, chapter 46. He who was transfigured, this is part 3. Our opening scripture song is taken from the book of Exodus, chapter 34, verses 6 and 7, from the King James Version. The Lord God, merciful and gracious, merciful and gracious, long-suffering. The Lord God, merciful and gracious, merciful and gracious, and abundant in goodness, abundant in goodness and truth. Keeping mercy for a thousand, forgiving iniquity, transgressions and sins. The Lord God, merciful and gracious, merciful and gracious, and abundant in goodness, abundant in goodness and truth. Exodus 34, 6 and 7.
Father God, thank you, thank you, thank you for hope that I am with not having good genes, and I hope that people will stop keeping Sabbath holy, and I hope that I will stop having many gifts. Amen.
Amen. Our opening scripture, dear ones, is taken from 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 16 from the King James Version, and we read, "For we have not followed cunningly devised fables, when we made known unto you the power and the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, but we were witnesses of his majesty." This Sabbath, boys and girls, mommies and daddy, we will end with part 3 of our lesson entitled, He Was Transfigured, in our study book, Desire of Ages. If anyone of the dear family would like to take the following verses, blah, blah.
But Peter and they, Luke 9:32. But Peter and they that were with him were heavy with sleep. And when they were awake, they saw his glory and the two men that stood with him.
For he received from God the Father honor and glory, when there came such a
voice
to him from the excellent glory. This is my beloved son in whom I am well please.
2 Peter chapter 1, verse 18. And this voice which came from heaven we heard when we were with him in the holy mount.
Matthew 17:5. While he yet spake, behold, a bright cloud overshadowed them, and behold, a voice out of the cloud, which said, This is my beloved son, in whom I am well pleased. Hear ye him.
Matthew 17:6. And when the disciples heard it, they fell on their faces and were sore afraid.
And Jesus came and touched them and said, Arise and be not afraid. And when they had lifted up their
eyes. They saw no man save Jesus whole.
Only. Matthew 17:9. And as they came down from the mountain, Jesus charged them, saying, tell the vision to no man until the Son of Man be risen again from the dead.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Good job, everyone. Today we will cover pages 422 through 425. Welcome to all the precious family that are just coming in. We are in Desire of Ages, page 422. Bubble up.
Desire of Ages, page 422. Elijah had no loneliness of spirit. As for 3 years and a half of famine, he had borne the burden of the nation's hatred and its woe. Alone, he had stood for God upon Mount Carmel. Alone, he had fled to the desert and in anguish and despair. These men, chosen above every angel above the throne, had come to commune with Jesus concerning the scenes of his suffering and to comfort him with assurance of the sympathy of heaven and the hope of the world. The salvation of every human being was the burden of their interview. On the side it says, alone he had fled to the desert in anguish and despair. These men, Moses and Elijah, chosen above every angel around the throne. Salvation is found in no one else. There is no other name under heaven given to men by which we must be saved. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Question, boys and girls, mommies and daddies. How had Elijah known of loneliness of spirit, and what were the three scenes mentioned in the paragraph of these lonely experiences? If you know the answer to the question, dear one. Bubble up.
For three years and a half of famine, he had borne the burden of the nation's hatred and its well. He had stood for God up on Mount Carmel. Alone he fled to the desert in
anguish
and
despair.
Good job, Leila. Praise the Lord. Let's learn our first song together, dear ones, from a spirit of prophecy book entitled Ministry of Healing, and this is located in page 58.
When every other voice is hushed and in quietness we wait, in quietness we wait before Him. The silence of the soul makes more distinct the voice of God. He bids us, be still and know that I'm God. Ministry of Healing, page 58, be still and know.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Let us continue in our study, dear ones. We question, boys and girls, why were Elijah and Moses chosen to commune with Jesus above every angel? And what was the burden of their interview?
These men chosen above every angel around the throne had come to communicate with Jesus concerning his suffering. And to comfort him with the assurance of the sympathy of heaven. And the burden of their interview was for the hope of the world, the salvation of every human being.
Desire of Ages, page 425. Through being overcome with sleep, the disciples heard little of what passed between Christ and the heavenly messengers. Failing to watch and pray, they had not received that which God desired to give them, a knowing of the suffering of Christ and the glory that should follow. They lost the blessing that might have been theirs through sharing his self-sacrifice. Slow of heart to believe were these disciples, little appreciative of the treasure which the heaven sought to enrich them.
Amen. Good job, everyone. Question, boys and girls, mommies and daddies. What had the disciples not received from failing to watch and pray through being overcome with sleep? And what else did they lose? If you know the answer to the question, dear ones, bubble up.
The answer is they had not received that which God desired to give them, a knowledge of the sufferings of Christ and the glory that should follow. And they lost the blessing that might have been theirs to share his self-sacrifice.
Amen. Let's learn a beautiful scripture song together, dear ones. And this one is in the book 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 7.
Desire of Ages, page 422. Yet they received great light. They were assured that all heaven knew of the sin of the Jewish nation in rejecting Christ. They were given a clear insight into the work of the Redeemer. They saw with their eyes and heard with their ears things that were beyond the comprehension of men. They were eyewitnesses of His Majesty.
Dear Sister Hafelau, I'm just going to end the reading for her. They were witnesses of His Majesty, according to 2 Peter 4:16, and they realized that Jesus was indeed the Messiah, to whom patriarchs and prophets have witnessed, and that He was recognized as such by the heavenly universe. And continuing on the next slide. Question, boys and girls, mommies and daddies. Was all lost because of the disciples' slowness of heart and little appreciation of the treasures with which heaven sought to enrich them? If you know the answer to the question, dear one, bubble up.
Sorry about that. Haley pressed the button and I wasn't aware. The answer is no, yet they received great light. They were assured that all heaven knew of the sin of the Jewish nation in rejecting Christ. They were given a clearer insight into the work of the Redeemer. They were eyewitnesses of His Majesty, and they realized that Jesus was indeed the Messiah. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. So let us learn another beautiful scripture song together, dear ones. And this one is taken from the book of Philippians. It's located in chapter 2, verses 10 to 11.
Of Jesus, every knee should bow, of things in heaven and things in earth, and things under the earth, every knee should bow, and that every tongue should be that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. In the name of Jesus, every knee should bow, of things in heaven, things
things on the earth. Every knee should bow, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. That at the name of Jesus,
amen. Praise the Lord. Let us continue in our study.
And continuing, while they were still gazing on the scene upon the mount, a bright cloud overshadowed them. And behold, a voice out of the cloud, which said, "This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. Hear ye him." As they beheld the cloud of glory, brighter than that which went before the tribes of Israel in the wilderness, as they heard the voice of God speak in the awful majesty that caused the mountain to tremble, the disciples fell smitten to the earth. And on the slide it says, Matthew chapter 17, verse 5, King James Version, Martin, "This is my beloved Son in whom I'm well pleased." And continuing on the next slide.
Amen. Question, boys and girls, what happened while the disciple was still gazing on the scene upon the mount? And why did they fall smitten on the earth? If you know the answer to the question, dear ones, bubble up.
A bright cloud overshadowed them, and behold, a voice out of the cloud which said, "This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. Hear ye him." And they heard the voice of God speak in awful majesty that caused the mountain to tremble.
Amen. So let us learn yet another scripture song together, dear ones. And this one is taken from the book of Isaiah, chapter 12, verse 2.
Trust and not be afraid, for the Lord Jehovah is my strength and my song. He also is become my salvation. Isaiah 12, verse 2.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Excuse me, I have coughing problems today. Desire of Ages, page 425, continuing. Their mane prostrate, their faces hidden, till Jesus came near and touched them, disarming their fears with his well-known voice, "Arise and be not afraid." Venturing to lift up their eyes, they saw that the heavenly glory had passed away. The forms of Moses and Elijah had disappeared. They were upon the mount alone with Jesus. Desire of Ages, page 425, paragraph 3.
Amen. Question, boys and girls, mommies and daddies. How long did the disciples remain prostrated with their faces hidden? And what happened after they ventured to lift up their eyes after hearing the comforting words that their Savior's, from their Savior's lips? If you know the answer to the question, dear ones, bubble up.
And touched them, dispelling their fears with his well-known voice, "Arise and be not afraid." And they saw that the heavenly glory had passed away. The forms of Moses and Elijah had disappeared. They were upon the mount alone.
Amen. Praise the Lord. So let's learn our last beautiful scripture song together, dear ones. And this one is taken from the book of Isaiah. Just give me a few seconds. Isaiah 41, verse 10.
Fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed. dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee, yea, I will help thee, yea, I will uphold thee. With the right hand of my righteousness, with the right hand of my righteousness, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. Isaiah 41, verse 10.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Well, dear ones, we have come to the ending of the first section of our Children's Sabbath School lesson. And this is the section where all the little ones should come very close because it's story time and our dear brother Dick will be the one to narrate it.
Good morning, boys and girls. It's story time. This is February the 4th of 2017. My, I never thought I would see this year when I was your age, but it happened. And our story this morning is about his simplicity gave him favor. And Jesus increased in wisdom and stature and in favor with God and man. Luke 2:52. Wisdom comes by godly education and having good sense. Stature means he grew taller. It was the simplicity of the life of Christ and his freedom from pride and vanity that gave him favor with God and man. He did not seek to attract him for distinction. Simplicity means he dressed and spoke like the people he talked to. He didn't pretend to be better than others. That would make him stand out. The life of Christ was passed in simplicity and purity. He didn't listen to or tell dirty jokes, even though he lived in a very wicked town called Nazareth. His wisdom was great, but it was childlike. The Bible says, when he was a child, he thought as a child, and his wisdom increased with his years. His childhood possessed a peculiar gentleness. He was more gentle than other children, careful with things, and marked loveliness. He had a lovely disposition. His character was full of beauty and unsullied perfection. Unsullied is a word you won't hear, but it means his character was not stained by sin. In the life of Christ, we see the only safe pattern for children and youth. When children are disposed or think to rebel against parental authority, they don't want to do what mama says, they are condemned by the life of their Redeemer. And Jesus obeyed his parents and gave us the example to obey ours. Who was himself once a child and obedient to his parents. In what marked contrast is the character of children now? A marked contrast means there was a big difference. The majority of children live for their own pleasure, for the purpose of display. Some try to make brilliant speeches that they may attract notice. Some seem to think that their worth will be estimated by their appearance. They dress to beam. They are very precise or exact in their dress and devote much time and means, that's money, for display. They may attract attention, while they do not find time for and have any interest in secret prayer. They would rather dress for show and dress as Jesus. You know the way we dress either pleases or displeases Jesus? Yes, it does. They neglect the inward adorning. You know what adorning means? We put on pretty clothes to look nice. Clean clothes even. That's outward adorning. Inward adorning means you act like Jesus. And the ornaments, that's something that makes you look nice. The ornament of a meek and quiet spirit, which the apostle tells us is of great price in the sight of God. That means God really likes it. Wealth and dress are so common that while they may excite envy, they cannot command true respect and admiration. Lots of money and pretty clothes cannot make people like us. A cultivated mind, that is, a mind that thinks good thoughts, adored with the grace of meekness and humility, a pure and upright heart will be reflected in countenance. What is a countenance? It is the look on the faces. It commands love and respect. If the youth and children would become strong in mind, pure in morals, that's in their habits, firm in spiritual power, we obey God's commandments, let them follow the example of Jesus in his simplicity and his submission to parental authority. Jesus was obedient to his parents. And our last verse again, and Jesus increased in wisdom and stature and in favor with God and man. Luke 2:52. Thank you for listening.
Thank you so much, dear Brother Dick. And dear ones, we have come to the ending of our children's Sabbath school lesson. Next week, we will begin a new chapter of our lesson entitled Ministry in our study book, Desire of Ages. But before we end our lesson, I would like to ask any one of the little ones, mommies or daddies, that would like to have closing prayer, bubble up.
Everything you did for us. Thank you for allowing us to be here today.
Thank God, dear family, Sister Christina and the children had fell out. If any one of the dear brethren that would like to close with prayer, bubble up.
Could we all kneel and bow our heads to give reverence to our God? O Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy most precious and holy name. God, thank you for just this day that we could rest and ponder upon your creation and your goodness and your everlasting mercy. Thank you, Lord, for this week, Lord. Thank you for yesterday that you, such a merciful God, that you come through for such a difficult time yesterday, Lord, I pray. Thank you for having mercy upon me and my siblings and my children, Lord, I pray. Continue being with us, Lord. Bless the reader as they give us a new light, a new bread upon the altar, Lord, I pray. Continue being with us. We will Elder Rob and his family. We will each one of us in the room and anyone that listens to this recorded in a later time, may you bless them and keep them, Lord. Any people that is on the phone, may you also bless them and keep them, I pray. Continue being with us, Lord, I pray. Help us, Lord. We live in such a trying time, Lord, I pray. That is no uncertainty what is coming, but we know that you for sure is coming, Lord. Continue being with us in all that we do. Thank you for the children lesson. We always learn so much in the children lesson, Lord, I pray. Continue being with us. God, and protect us, Lord. Forgive me for my sin and my iniquity. Forgive me for every thought, deed, and act that I sin against you, Lord. I pray that you, my prayer, my iniquity doesn't hinder my prayer, Lord. I pray. Help us all. In Jesus' precious and holy name, amen.
In Jesus' name, amen. Well, dear ones, we would like to thank all the precious family that participated. And next week, we have a new chapter. Chapter 47, Ministry, and that will be held on February 11, 2017 by God's grace, dear one. The years is flying. And we had also prepared activity for the whole family to be able to enjoy. We hope and pray that you all enjoy this beautiful chapter. Please, dear ones, sit with the little ones, even with the big ones. Help them to have a knowledge of their Savior. And to be able to learn to walk with him in these days, for truly we have to adopt the walk of Enoch and keep asking the Lord to be able to inhabit us as his tabernacle here on earth to share the gospel, dear ones. God bless, and may you all have a blessed rest of the Sabbath.